Six. This is NI2O. Just pretend that I'm into NOV for 5 minutes, if you would. I've been in contact with him. Apparently one of the cats has barfed everywhere. I don't know, some such household panic. Welcome to the Wednesday running of the shortwave and scanner listeners net. Firstly, let's take a break for priority traffic, and then we'll get on with it, shall we? This station, NI2O, with a pause for priority traffic, and then, fellas, you can check it. No priority, sir. Any stations? NI2O, whilst we wait for into NOV. Alright, don't all come at once. it's Wednesday, folks. It's the shortwave and scanner listeners net. Any check-ins? The station, November India 2 Oscar, on behalf of N2NOV.
I think we doubled. WA2FQQ. I just got here a little bit late. I didn't know if there was going to be a net this evening or not because I was traveling last week.
Control. To Sierra, Charlie Radio, Jim in Aberdeen. No traffic, supporting the net.
To CSX, supporting the net.
Whiskey 2, Golf, Oscar, Delta, W2, GOD, Steve and Queen, supporting the net.
Is it? And 1MLZ, Bob in Milford, Connecticut, good evening, no traffic.
K2UPN in Queens, no traffic.
So I got SQQ, CSY, GOD, MLZ, UPS, and SCR. I didn't, Jim, I didn't catch your preamble, so if you'd go with that again. If you could also need a bit of a pause, I'm like 5 machines away from the system, and the key-up chain is horrendous. So if you could just key it up, count the 3, and then tell me next time around. Alrighty, any other stations to check in, and then I'll hand it over to Bob, because it's hidden, not mine. Bob, I just heard from Charlie, they've got some domestic emergency, he'll be here, but in the short term, it's me and me. Any check-in for the shortwave scanner listeners at last call?
Hey Mark, I'm here. Thanks for starting it up.
Yeah, okay, Charlie, get your pencil going. Me, Bob, SCR, CSY, GOD, MLZ, and UPS. So that's all that's checked in, and no one has any traffic. Anyway, so back to you, and I hope the cat's all right.
Okay, got them all, and that's actually CSX. That's Mark up in the Bronx.
Yeah, I just made it to turn on the radio just as 2SCR was giving his call, so it looks like I got everybody here. We had a situation where one of the cats got into a fight or something, and so we banned infection. My sister's vet tech came over. We did some minor surgery on the dining room table on the cat, and that's what delayed things tonight. So, anywho, let's see. Bob, if you can check the email, just to see what's been cooking. Anybody who's not able to get in tonight, please drop us an email at nydxa@yahoo.com. Let's see if there's anybody else before we start things up. I have a few bits of information that have been developing lately, so we should have a good discussion tonight. Anybody else? And this is N2NOV. Okay, somebody trying to check in? Okay, guess not. All right, let's see, no particular order. See, different things I've been working on over the past few days. One of them, those of you who are somewhat involved with GPS and the amateur radio world, APRS, the Automatic Packet Reporting System, you may have heard me mention in the past that there is such a thing for tracking ships. I mean, we have it for planes where we use FlightAware and all those other neat things like Mark NI2O is working on the ADS-B system for a while, and I believe he still has that running at home. spotter, for some reason came into pressure from the International Maritime Organization a few years ago, and they're not allowed to have live web-based information of ships moving around. So you have to subscribe to this service, which will cost you something around the tune of $700 or more per year. Well, I was lucky enough to find one site that actually had information. And there are a couple of them. You know, they have some locations, but if you try to zoom in on New York City, for example, and it gives you an empty map. I guess they're concerned about security or something. But I found this one site which actually ships a lot, and it updates in real time. Now, it might be like about a minute or so delayed, but it's always updated for New York City. And the website is marinetraffic.com. Very full, common spelling, marinetraffic.com. And when you go there, there's a tab across the top that says Live Map. And on the left side, I tell it to go to New York Harbor, U.S. New York. And there's a map of New York Harbor, and I can move it around a little bit. And all the different ships are there, whether they're in motion, passenger vessels like the Staten Island Ferry, tankers, ships that are anchored, tugs, all sorts of different things. And they're all different colors, so it's easy to tell which one is which. And by holding your cursor for it, you can get the name, and you click on it, you get a whole box of information. So if you want to see what the marine traffic's doing in the area, or any other area for that matter, go to this website, and I think you'll like it if it's something you're into. Let's see. What else? All right. The next thing is on DRM. If you caught my email this morning, there's just some chatter about a new radio coming out, a portable radio for DRM, which looks like it's ready to be released in the next few months. They already have the website set up for it, and there's lots of information. See, this is something we touched on a few weeks ago. That the chicken and egg syndrome, I think we're ready just to break through that at this point. You know, manufacturers are waiting for enough broadcasters and people to be interested before they would come out with a radio, and vice versa for the broadcasters and the listeners saying, hey, we're not interested unless you come out with a radio first. So this has been going back and forth for a while. So the email I sent out this morning deals with a radio called UniWave, and if you go to uniwave.fr, yes, that's right, that's France, go to uniwave.fr and you'll see their new website, and the other link I have in the email was to bring up a PDF manual that is information about it, specs, whatnot, and there is a program, an executable program that you can run called Radio Guide, which will download information. Bob and I use a program called SW-Log, which we can pull down the DRM broadcast information direct from DRM's website and store it in a database. Well, this is sort of like a small version of that, and that's all it does, as opposed to everything else that the SW-Log program does. But it'll get you started. And DRM, compared to what you're used to listening to, even if all you listen to is scanners, the quality of audio on a lot of these frequencies you listen to on the scanners is terrible compared to what you can hear on DRM. Mark, do you want to elaborate a little bit more? NI2ON-208.
Charlie, can you give me a fill in that marine website? I had too many radios going and I missed that. Possibly somebody else do also.
Yeah, Bob, it's marinetraffic.com.
Thank you. Nothing on the email, by the way, except for about four or five offers from Nigerian businessman.
And between that and a little blue pill. Okay, NICO, are you still with this mark? One of the things I've been working on is the Jewish UHF trunk system. Well, now, I've got bits and pieces of information here and there. Now, last week we talked about who the different agencies that were supposed to be on this system. I'm just starting to get some things pop up. I heard a talk group that popped up when they talked about Brooklyn North Tower and And the only agency that has something that would have a Brooklyn North Tower would be sanitation. So I think this call group might turn out to be sanitation, but, you know, we're still waiting to hear on it. What we have been hearing, if anybody has done a call group IT search on the is that there's a lot of traffic in the 6,000 range of the 12 groups, and it turns out they're all simulcast. Every single one of them is a simulcast of a 12 group on the 800 system. So this sort of jumps with something I heard last week that I reported. 12 group 6128, they were testing the link to 800, the people that do it, the radio group. Well, it turns out that they turned 6128 into a simulcast for Housing and Preservation Code Enforcement Group. There's a couple of 12 groups in here that are simulcasting Tax and Limousine Commission. One of them, three of them are for DEP, one for Brooklyn, one for Manhattan. So it looks like they have a bunch of ways of linking back and forth. Now, chances are this is not permanent. So I wouldn't read too much into this except as an experiment and a testing of the system as far as traffic load and how well they could cross-link between the two systems. One thing I will warn you on, though, is that if you were to listen to them with your ear, the 800 system versus the UHF system does sound a little different, and that's because the modulation is narrower. It's a narrow FM modulation, plus they're reprocessing audio from one system to the other, so it does sound a little thin, but you can still make it out. It's still usable. I have heard some talk groups using APCO 25. There was one that had nothing but encrypted P25 last week, and today it was a clear transmission of P25. So they're still going round and round on this, and according to the public records, they claim they're going to be ready for June. Who knows? June's only 5-6 weeks away. So we'll see. Okay. Let's see. It's 9:20. Let's see if there's any additional check-ins or comments. This is N20B with the shortwave and scanner listeners at.
NLB, KCQ, QKS, right here in Brooklyn.
Groups or anything like that that you heard, you know, regarding to the swine flu I'll break here. Anything active on the do it.
That far. So, same thing with parameters of a zoned trunk system that's only designed to handle a specific area. And they really don't care if it goes much further than that. But if it handles the zone that they want it for, that's okay. Yeah, and there will be slight overlap between the different zones, but, you know, living far away from the transmit area like you do, it would be a challenge because they're not putting out that much power for it.
Yeah, okay, understood that, Charlie. Yeah, I get pretty much all the precincts here. Even Staten Island, sometimes, not always, but all the Brooklyn and Bronx and Manhattan and Queens, just about all the precincts I get here, you know, any given time. Staten Island, here and there. But yeah, that'll be great. Okay, I'm looking forward to whenever they start this thing up. Sounds like they're really testing the conventional channels a lot lately, so it should be long, right?
Yeah, we've got a few different things coming down the pike, including the testing being done on the conventional 6.25 kilohertz channels for the fire and EMS, which that's another project I'm working on just to verify some of the frequencies. Now, some has been touched on in the radio reference discussion group, but there are a few questions still out there. So before I post anything, I want to clear up these questions just to make sure we don't, you don't mess yourself up and then have to go back and fix it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean there. And, yeah, some of those forums you can't edit once you post it. But, all right, Charlie, very good. I'll let you continue with the net there. I just was curious about the sewer system there, and I'll be monitoring. Nice job there, Charlie. And when I know that, back to you.
Well, touching back on that briefly, Bob, about monitoring. You know, I mentioned before that I found a lot of the call groups in the 6,000 range on the UHF system were simulcasting what was on 800. Well, the way I verified that is that I used my Bearcat 780 to listen to the 800 system, but left it on the control channel so that all that popped up would be the talk group ID numbers that were active at that moment. And then I used my 996 to listen to each of these talk group numbers in the 6,000 range on the UHF system. And when there was a correlation that as there was activity on the UHF system, I looked at the talk groups that were active at the time and compared that to the type of traffic I was hearing. So if it sounded like you were talking about manhole covers and water and things like that, and the talk group popped up, that equated to, let's say, DE8, let's say 16080 for DP Queen. It's like, oh, wow, okay, this was interesting. And then sure enough, yeah. So that's the only way I was able to verify it, for sure. Otherwise, if you're constantly scanning on both systems, you can go round and round for a while and miss it. So this is a faster way just to look at it visually on one while hearing it with the other.
Yeah, very good job there. Excuse me, very good job there. You can even set up that trunker program there on the computer. But you have an extra scanner there, so that's good. You can use the other scanner. But if somebody wanted to do that without another scanner, you just set up that trunker program there with the. You still need another scanner for the control channel, though, don't you? So I guess you do need two scanners to do it.
The method that works best for you. And just go forward from there. I'm listening to the system while I'm talking, guys, and I can hear one remote receiver going versus another. So one drops in, the other drops out. So it's fighting back and forth. That's why it sounds a little different to you. Okay. Let's see. It's 9:31. Let's stand by for any email that may have come in or any late check-ins. Otherwise, we'll wrap it up at this point. This is Antoine. I'll be with the shortwave and scanner listeners then.
Charlie,
no email. It's quiet night on that front. That marine traffic site is incredible. It really is a nice sight. Got to thank you for that one. And that's about it. No new toys or anything from Japan. I had a real good trip. I got in late Saturday night, so. But no jet lag either. I don't know how I pulled that one off. That's usually a 2 or 3 day. And Bob, NMLZ, after the Nets over there, I want to catch you there for a minute if you're going to hang around. WA2SQ.
No problem there, Bob. I'll be here.
Hope that the radio gods bless your reception.